Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
Wait, what? You're not introducing us? We just have to say who we are?
You always say your name.
What? Have you ever listened? You give me all this crap about not being current. You don't even know how the show starts.
Oh my God, it's already off to exactly how I thought it was going to be.
This is my fourth appearance this season, and it has not gone this way.
We are the Dum Dum Squad.
Welcome, Dum Dum Squad.
On Monday yet.
For those of you that don't know, the Dum Dum Squad is the Woodyard plus Liz. So we've added one more to make Chris crazy.
I'm going to go get that big bottle of wine I got in the fridge.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we're currently taking bets on how long Chris makes it through this recording.
Put a Trump straw in it, make it great again.
Yep. I mean, the name of the group that we created to talk about this episode was If Chris Quits, It's Rob's Fault. So that's basically what we think.
Rob's like the best one tonight. So I'm like, woo, Rob.
Rob's the best one tonight. It's never been said ever.
This is not even by Molly.
Dubious honor.
I like how Chris tried to hold out for his boycott on me, and it finally ended. And I asked to record with me again.
I was going to go to the movies tonight, but, you know.
You can see Rocket Man anytime.
I saw it already.
All right.
You were going to see it twice.
You can go see Lion King anytime.
I saw it already. I got to go. Got to go. Got to go mourn Rutgers passing, man. That's what I got to do.
Oh yeah, this is a harsh day for
George.
George and I are huge Lady Hawk fans,
Yeah.
I guess probably Chris is a Lady Hawk fan too, right?
I'm a big Rutgers fan. Like I said on my Facebook earlier, you know, I've got this great, you know, 6 years of talking to him for this movie that never happened. So,
yeah.
And my biggest funny thing with him was that he once confused me with Chris Nolan for like 10 minutes. So
that happens to me a lot too.
You're the same people, really.
So what you're saying is Rutger Hauer has cataracts.
No. It was on the phone. I must've been like next to Chris Nolan's number.
So he forgets he writes them on his body. And then he had to go look at his body to remember it.
That wrong movie, man.
That was what it was based off of.
Yep. This minute, for the love of God, is minute 116. And minute 116 begins with Squinty Ethan looking at Luther and ends with Naya finally getting an injection from Luther. That sounds gross.
A hot beef injection?
Are we going to get injected? No one knows who we are.
See?
Okay.
That's why I was like, we're not just supposed to say, hi, I am who I am.
Yeah, can I have, like, can you do, like, a Crash Test Dummies version for me? Like,
once,
there was a boy who had an incel chin.
Let me know when we get into the minutes. I'll wake up then.
And couldn't wear a helmet because wind.
The strap caught his nose.
All right, no one knows who you guys are, so let's talk. Let's do your intros.
No one's ever heard of us before.
I didn't write anything down this week because I knew it was going to be just a mess. This.
Hey.
Everyone, back for her fourth appearance, is my friend and yours, friend of the pod, friend to all mean girls everywhere, it's Liz.
Hey.
What up, shawties?
I almost got to say your last name, Whitaker. Liz, what up, shouties, Whitaker.
Where's Whitaker?
Liz Whitaker. And also, that dulcet tone you hear that sounds like he's in a car, that's none other. Oh, yeah.
That's me?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's none other than George, the animal Hendrix.
Rob, your voice would be more resonant if you had a chin to amplify.
It's amazing what I've overcome with this incel chin.
Absolutely. You are a tiny little fighting soldier.
and rounding out the Dum Dum Squad, the soon to be winners of the Portland Trivia competition.
Back to back.
Back to back winners is Robert.
Back for a dream, baby.
Is Robert Priscilla Lumley, our friend and yours, the loudest mouth on this podcast. Oh my God, George, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I forgot you can hear me. I'm getting stuff, and then I'll have to go for a second.
Sounds like a mistake from Midnight Cowboy was happening over there.
I'm rustling my heroin cellophane.
All right, stop it. Put us on mute. We're at minute 116. I told you what it's about. Let's talk about it. Rob, you have questions.
You know, I okay, I do have a question.
Of course you do.
I'm going to say a lot of negative things about this week.
Okay.
However,
like your co-hosts or just
no the movie. About this movie. But right. How cool is this sand gun kick?
It's not.
It's so cool.
It is cool.
In cinema.
No, this is the best thing we see all week, and it owns. And if you know how, okay, first off, it's difficult. You got to kick into the sand down that somehow shoots a gun up into the air.
It's not mission difficult. It's impossible.
You have to turn around, grab it with your hand.
Yeah, that's how guns
correctly,
work.
Correctly.
Okay.
So you don't, hurt yourself. And then fall to the ground and, hit someone. That's amazing. If you did this, George, if you did this in a video game, you would geek out. And that's how you know it's cool.
Here's the thing, Rob.
I know.
Go ahead, Liz.
I know why Rob likes it. Mm. It's because it looks like Ethan's wearing Crocs.
Oh.
We probably have to get into this. Chris, what's the best shoe to kick sand? Is it a Croc? Is it a boot?
I think it's like a spatula shoe.
Mm. A spatula shoe?
What's a spatula shoe?
We talked about it last week. Well, it'll be this week. You'll hear about it. If you guys are current, we're taping this so close to when it happens. In the next 2 days, you guys will know what we're talking about.
Got it. Here. So you mean I will?
Yes. The only person that's current. Okay.
I am absolutely current.
All right, George.
Yes. I think it's the spatula shoe.
Yeah, some sort of flipper. Mm-hmm. Some sort of shoe with a flipper. Well, this is hard to do in pumps anyway, in the little man pumps that he wears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the heel and everything? No.
There's no way. Mm-mm. So you like this part of it. This is basically the end of the action for this movie.
Yes.
The reason why this part is stupid is because where does he wind up when he's done? Laying on the ground, right? So if he had just dropped, grabbed the gun, and shot him, he would have saved 25 seconds of our lives watching this crap. No sand would have get kicked anywhere. Also, you know what? Sand and guns, not a good thing. Makes the misfire.
Wait, but it's way quicker to, even though it's
fast.
It's not faster to bend over and pick it up with your hands than it is to use a super cool.
Also, the angles wouldn't have been the same if he had just fallen to the ground.
Yeah, because he can't shoot.
Tom Cruise is about 6 inches off the ground anyway. He could have just scooped it and shot. This is very unnecessary theatrics.
All right. We have a very divided house tonight on this. Oh, I think it's cool.
It is cool.
I think it's cool.
In the green room before, I flat out said, I'm rolling my eyes really hard at this minute. It was all of this second where I was rolling my eyes super hard.
All right. I actually thought the movie kind of made me feel like when he shot Luther. Because if you look at the background, Luther kind of bends over. He's like, and I was like, oh my God, are they going to kill Luther?
That would be amazing.
Shot my Versace.
You know what he should have done? He should have shot Luther in the knee so we can explain why that dude doesn't move ever.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody gets older.
Oh, you mean Ambrose shot Luther?
No. Yes. Oh, I thought you meant Ethan shot
Luther. No. Why would Ethan shoot Luther?
I've
seen Speed.
That's what I thought Jonathan meant when he first
said he kicks the gun and shoots Luther with a kick.
It's a complete 360 and shoots. I was like, wait, what? So I just played
shoot
it
the
again.
Hostage.
And then it was like, it looks like Ambrose would be shooting Luther, which also would explain why it took so long for Ambrose to pull the trigger. Because at the beginning of this minute, he's already pointing his gun with his hand on the trigger. But Ethan still somehow has enough time to throw the thing at Luther, the hot dog canister, kick the gun up, do his fancy twirl, which is the only reason he has this haircut.
Oh, yeah. Glorious. And then he kills the denim suit.
I mean,
R.I.P. denim suit.
R.I.P. denim suit.
Yeah, I mean, if your argument is isn't what we needed to get to the sand kick stupid, yes. It absolutely. However, I enjoyed the sand kick.
The sand kick in a vacuum? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's terrible gun maintenance. Terrible.
Well, that's not incorrect. It is not the way
in a real world, he would have kicked it up, shot the bullet, and it would have exploded in his hand and ripped his face off.
And then we would have gone to that.
I also don't know that that's accurate.
No, I don't think so.
Google it. Google it.
Oh my God. I'm so adamant about this. I don't understand why you're. Wait, are you walking around now?
Yeah, he's on the move.
This is gonna be. Thanks for the audio challenge you guys have given me.
This is like a traveling minstrel.
Remember that movie that what was it? What's his name from Cheers made where it was all live? That's kind of how I feel with the editing.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson did a movie where it was all live.
Lost in London or something like that.
Yeah, something like
what
that.
What do you mean live?
Live, like live. Like this, but like we're running around time. And it's in real time on a movie screen.
So they broadcast it to like a bunch of theaters at once?
Yes.
No.
So, yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Live.
Live.
Not like one of those movies where they pretend it's live and they like show you screens in real time. No, it was live. Liz looks perplexed by live.
No, I'm just
disgusted. So it was essentially a theater show done live.
In London with no fourth wall. You just kept moving.
Okay. It was one of those like Broadway and the movie theater event things. Fathom events.
It was a Fathom event.
Yes, yeah. It was a Fathom event. Well, we'll put a link up on the IMF. I don't know who saw it. I mean, it logistically it sounds
not,
like a nightmare.
Not me.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah,
hey,
I don't
you know what makes movies good? We're not doing that for this.
Editing, sound design,
yeah.
Effects.
Yeah. We're just
reshoots, screwing up your lines.
Yep.
Oh my God. We're like outside.
He's ordering at Sonic or something, I think.
You can't order by getting out of the car, George.
So
I dropped the car off. Now I have to call an Uber. So I might actually try to do this in the Uber. The guy can just deal with it.
This is basically the worst follow-up to any spy stuff I've ever seen.
Guerrilla podcasting. All right, I'll be back.
All right. All right, Woody. I
feel like Jane Goodall.
He's our man on the street. We should have him interview people about this scene.
Street team. Oh, have him just run up and yell at people. What did you think of Mission Impossible 2?
What's the most indelible scene that you remember from Mission Impossible 2?
Is Ambrose the most forgettable villain in the history of cinema?
If I said Sean Ambrose, can you tell me what movie he's from?
Denim.
If I say Duke Ray Scott, can you tell me what movie he's from?
Ever After.
Oh, man. Let me tell you. This is, I mean, I honestly think this is the most forgettable villain. It's so awful. He's so boring. He even dies in a boring way.
He's almost as forgettable, but I think this other villain is more forgettable, and that's Billy Crudup in Mission Impossible 3.
Yep.
Was in Mission Impossible 3?
Oh, yeah. There you go. That proved my point.
Yeah, yeah, but the main villain is
Bill the bad guy that's not,
in that movie. He's super memorable.
The dead guy.
But he was the main villain. That's the irony of it. Even though Philip Seymour Hoffman seemed like the main
villain. Wrong movie.
The main villain was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
That's the treasure.
What?
Nothing. Just because I'm standing outside doesn't mean you can't listen.
A Mission Impossible franchise is the group that's now talking. All of us are the worst villains of Mission Impossible.
We really are.
We're the villains we made along the way.
We're the villains. Yep. We're the villains we made along the way. Yep. That's us.
I have one.
Does
final
that mean
question.
Next season everybody gets to have a villain name?
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah. All right. Thanks, Liz. We will work on that. Making bits. Nice.
Tabitha's already got one. Vivian Scorpio is basically a villain name.
It is a villain name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mine was Birdie Brady. Come on.
Rob, I think you had a question.
Yes. This one's mostly for George. If you're a Luther fan, yes. Does that make you a Lutheran?
Oh, I'm definitely a Lutheran.
I think we're all Lutherans.
And I think in the next, you got to think about it, though. The first movie, you're a Lutheran. The second movie, you're a Reformed Lutheran, because he's completely different in this movie than he ever is in the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
He's a weird clothes horse. Because
the first one, he's disavowed, and then the second one, he's avowed again. So
He's got that cash money.
Yeah.
Buying clothes.
Got that Versace.
This is as good a place as any to go to take of the app, because we're not going to get much else out of this episode. We can say goodbye to some things, and I think that's probably going to be some of the text of the apps are them saying goodbye to them. Keep your text of the apps, you know, in the episode, because you guys get the glorious job at the end of the week to do the tech of the movie.
Ooh. Yeah. I got mine, don't worry.
Because you have the last minutes of people talking.
Wow.
Yep. So other than, you know, like Metallica and Smash Mouth. So, all right, let's figure out a way to take of the, oh, before we go to take of the, George, can you send us in a tech of the app? Can you just scream as loud as possible inside that Uber? Say I'm filming a podcast or whatever. I'm recording a podcast.
My God, so I'm here with my Uber driver and we're going to tech of the app.
Tech of the app. Let's talk about tech of the app in this episode, guys. Liz, ladies first.
I think I'm going to go with the magical gun that can fire with sand in all of its crevices.
It gets everywhere.
It does. It's coarse.
Coarse.
It's everywhere. Those are like the worst two adjectives to have near your firearm.
Coarse. Everywhere.
Course. Yeah.
Coarse sand. Yeah, that's a good one.
Moist. Maybe isn't great.
No.
That doesn't gross me out. Good try.
But guns work. I've seen Predator. Guns work in the jungle, so. Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the spatula shoes.
Yep. They have to be, right?
The cruise Crocs?
The cruise Crocs. It's one of those things where I'm like, what did they practically do on the day? Like, how did they get the gun? Did they just put it on a little pneumatic air thing?
That's my tech of the app. Whatever shoots that gun up into the air.
It's a jack in the box.
When we get it. Underneath the sand, just like turning it.
The fact that John Woo doesn't have the monkey chase the weasel playing underneath right before the thing pops in the air is a master of restraint.
Yeah, Rick, get on it, Rick.
Make it happen.
Oh, my God. Rob.
I told you, it's whatever shoots that gun up in the air.
All right, calm down. So you've sided with Chris. You're on Team Chris tonight.
I am. Yep. Chris and I are
shoes.
Forever bonded. Yeah. Now yes. Dealing with Chris you. Idiots.
Exactly. I realize tonight it's not Rob. It's everybody around Rob.
No, how could you? That is not true. Look,
true. That is absolutely not true.
To be fair, Chris, Rob gave a pint of blood today. So he's not at topped off. He's not at full Rob.
Make him give a pint of blood every time we record.
I'm moving at Luther speed right now.
He really is.
Chris, is that per session or per episode?
Oh, session. It'll be five quarts down by the time we're done. How many quarts in a human body? Is it five? I'm going to go with our last nubbin, the helicopter nubbin. Last time we see it is this minute. I'm going to miss you, nubbin. We made a shirt out of you. Go buy our shirt at the T Public. Good luck finding it.
Yep.
And that's my nubbin is the is my nubbin. My tech of the app is that nubbin. Is my nubbin is that. That's my nubbin of the episode. What about
you? I feel like you said nubbin too many times.
I feel like I did. What about you, George?
I would have to go with an anti-technique of the app, which is a shame on them for terrible gun maintenance. Don't get that thing in the sand. And they're trying to fire it as if it's no big deal.
Well, it's not gun maintenance. It fell in the sand when they tussled into the sand.
Yeah, but you should know not to use it after that.
So what are you going to do? Time out.
What options do you think he had?
There's sand in my gun.
Mount. I'm just going to let them shoot me. I'm just dead. I'm dead now.
I mean, two movie franchise. It's fine.
Can I quickly say something about nubbins?
Of course.
My cat nubbins or the nubbin nubbins?
Yeah, bring nubbins. Bring nubbins.
Nubbins.
A through line for season two. Anyone who's listened to me knows I generally have personal life stories that can,
You got 4 minutes, buddy. Get it out.
Let's go. Come on.
Get there, Liz. I'm a fine storyteller, and I'll get there in the time needed.
I got to do my plugs.
Podcast Monday. That's not coming out. What else?
As of this recording,
how many is can I new name podcast. Of those?
Or another podcast that was going to come out but didn't. What are the plugs, Liz? All right. My father was missing his right hand. This is a true story. And his nickname was Nub. And so he owned a bar called Nub's Pub. I have the original bar sign in the basement of my house. So when you mention Nubbins, I think of my dearly departed father, old Nub.
Aw. That's nice.
So now you feel like a real dick, don't you, Liz?
I didn't hate that story. And now I want to open a bar and call
Liz, London maybe Nubbin. Rob isn't the problem.
I said.
You got to open up a bar called Nubbin's Pubbins.
Yeah.
Nubbin's Pubbins, yes.
I'd go to that.
I would too.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, this is the part where we're going to do plugs because we have a very short amount of time. So, Liz, please plug away all the podcasts you're working on right now.
Well, it is faster to name the podcasts I've done than the ones I have never done and will never do. Mean Girl Minute. There's 96 episodes of it. You can listen to all of them. Six. You should. Sometimes good.
Wow. What a re-endorsement to your own show. The sometimes is when we're all on.
Yeah. No, it's I meant every episode other than that.
George, what do you got?
Mob Wife Minute, both movies done. Go listen to them and enjoy them and have your opinions on Pineapple Pizza. And next in the running is the Way to Dune Minute with Liz. And anyone who says it's not going to happen is a hater. Need to shut the hell up.
It has, but as of this recording, and probably as of this coming out, has not happened.
No, of course not.
Okay. Robert, what about you?
Titanic Minute. We, myself and two other friends talked about the movie Titanic Minute by Minute. It's a boat that hits an iceberg. Listen to what happens when a podcast tragedy and disaster occurs over 195 episodes.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
All right. And you know where to find us. We're everywhere on the internet at minuteimpossible.com, on the Impossible Minute Force on Facebook. Please come and join us and talk about these movies. And as we wrap up this week, this will be the last week of episodes with moving pictures. Next week will be credits, but we're still doing those episodes, so please listen along. In this episode, this week, we are going to wrap up with the tech of the week, so stick around and we'll get to it tomorrow. Everybody's going to come back for 117. Until then, I've been Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I've been Liz.
I'm George.
This minute will self-destruct.
What?
See you next time on the show.